It's Friday, the 9th of March. Hello, everyone. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, a basketball season that started with the Aggies picked as co-favorites with Kansas to win the Big 12 ended yesterday with the Aggies falling hard to Kansas, 83-66 in the quarterfinal of the Big 12 tournament. The Aggies actually took a five-point lead early, 17-12, but that's when Kansas called a timeout and then went on a 26-7 run. They led by 12 at halftime and stretched that to as many as 22 in the second half. A&M hit just 3 three-pointers, while the Jayhawks hit 10. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Kansas, they demand so much help with Thomas Robinson and Jeff Withey. First of all, you got to give a lot of credit to Kansas. They demand so much help with Thomas Robinson and Jeff Withey that we left some guys open on the perimeter. And when they make 10 threes and Robinson hits 2 threes, they're a very difficult team to beat by anybody. So I'm just proud of our guys for competing, especially in the first half. I thought we did some good things, but Kansas was very good today.
Kansas will meet Baylor in the semifinal today at 6:30. Baylor beat Kansas State 82-74 in the earlier quarterfinal game. And then last night, Missouri beat Oklahoma State 88-70, and Texas beat Iowa State 71-65. The Aggies end a 7-year streak of postseason play, the last 6 in the NCAA tournament. At 14-18, it's their first losing season since 2004. Well, coaches say that by the end of any sports season, freshmen shouldn't be considered freshmen anymore. And last night in Kansas City, Lexi Standish proved that theory right when she hit 6 three-pointers, scored a career-high 25 points, and led the Aggie women to a 78-63 win over Kansas in the quarterfinal of the Big 12 Women's Tournament. The now 21-9 Aggies will meet Oklahoma today at 2:30 in the semifinal, while number 1-ranked Baylor meets Kansas State in the other bracket half at 12 noon. The two winners will meet for the tournament title tomorrow morning at 11. A&M trailed Kansas by 5 late in the first half before going on a 13-3 run to put the Aggies up by 5 with the first basket of the second half. Later, the Aggies scored 11 straight points to turn an 8-point lead to a 19-point cushion. Sydney Carter scored 18 points. Kelsey Bone had 16 points. The Aggies were playing without their leading scorer, Tyra White. She was out with injury. But Standish was there. She talks about her role.
I guess for me, my role on the team is just to be a point guard to get the ball where it needs to be. And then if I'm open, to shoot the three. And tonight I was open, so I just took what I had to take. And I don't know. I guess that helped out our team since we're missing our leading scorer.
Yeah, Gary Blair talked about his freshman.
And I know all of you are probably saying, well, why didn't you start her against Texas? That's why one of the reasons I lost the game. I wasn't very smart in that ball game. But she's played well. She shoots the ball with poise. She's shooting something like 69% from the three her last 4 ball games. I think that's the most any threes from a freshman here since Takiya Starks.
In the other women's games yesterday at the Big 12 tournament, Kansas State beat Iowa State 67-63. Baylor went to 32-0, slamming Texas Tech 72-48. And Oklahoma beat Missouri 70-59. Again, the Aggies and OU today at 2:30 will be on the air at 2:15 with the game over on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. Well, Weather Willing, the 5th-ranked A&M baseball team, will host the Titans of Cal State Fullerton in a 3-game series starting tonight at 6:35, with games scheduled tomorrow at 2 and Sunday at 1. The Aggies have won 7 straight in this 21-game home stand to open the season. Cal Fullerton comes in at 8-4. They had won 7 straight before losing at Southern Cal on Tuesday. It'll be the pitching rotation of Michael Walker, Ross Stripling, and Rafael Pineda against right-hander Dylan Floro tonight and freshman Kenny Matthews tomorrow. A&M and the Titans have met 6 times previously, and each team has won 3. The Aggies are tops among Big 12 teams so far in team batting average this year at 3.14 and pitching ERA at 2.33. The weather played havoc with the schedule for the Aggie Invitational Softball Tournament yesterday. A&M beat Monmouth 6-5 in the only game played yesterday. The second game with Monmouth was canceled. Today's schedule calls for A&M to meet North Dakota State at 12:15, and tomorrow for A&M to meet Liberty at 10 and North Dakota State again at 2:30. And it'll be the Mumford Mustangs and Chase Murphy's Clarksville Tigers for the Class 1A Division I state basketball title tomorrow morning. Yesterday, Mumford went to 36-0 as they shellacked Kearns 73-49 in the semifinal game at the Irwin Center. Clarksville went to 29-5 with a 55-35 win over Olton. The championship game tomorrow morning at 8:30. High school soccer tonight has Consol meeting Shoemaker, Bryan meeting Coppers Cove, and Rudder meeting Magnolia West. The Aggie women's tennis team is scheduled to host Michigan today at noon at Mitchell Courts. A trio of A&M divers punched their ticket to the NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships on the first day of the NCAA Zone D Championships at the University of Iowa. Earning their spots to their respective national meets were seniors Janie Potvin and Jaylee Patrick to the women's side and senior Grant Nell to the men's side. Aggie track and field teams are taking 18 athletes to the NCAA Indoor Championships starting today in Nampa, Idaho. That means they have enough to, again, contend for the team title. The men have 10 athletes in 7 events. The women have 8 in 6 events. Last year, A&M finished 2nd to Florida. The women finished 5th. And talk about getting the royal treatment, President Barack Obama, an avid basketball fan, is bringing British Prime Minister David Cameron to an NCAA tournament in Ohio, showing off one of America's most popular sporting events. White House said Obama and Cameron will attend a first-round game in Dayton next Tuesday. In the NBA last night, Marcin Gortat and Steve Nash each had double-doubles as the Phoenix Suns got a 96-94 win over the Dallas Mavericks. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.